Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Chav Zayin, Chulin 27a, pagination is 53. We have the privilege of starting the second perek of Chulin, which is the essence of Shechita. The Mishnah states, Hashochet echad ba'of u'shnayim ba'behema shechita so k'shera. A person who shechts one of the simanim by a bird, or two simanim by the animal, it's going to be a kasher shechita. V'rubo shel echad kamohu, and the majority of a simen is considered the shechita of that simen. A simen is a specific part of the body. We're talking about the kone or the veshet, the windpipe or the food pipe. And we're being told that if you shecht one of them, either one, the food pipe or the windpipe, by a bird, that's going to be a kosher shechita, and the majority of it is already considered definitively shecht, even though you didn't complete it. And by an animal, it has to be two. It has to be both of them. And again, rubo shel echad kamohu, the majority of each one is considered that you've completed it. You will note, as Rashi points out, hashochet, one who shechted, it's after the fact. And as Rashi tells us on the top line, b'gemara porich, the Gemara will ask a question, shenayim bebehema, ma loshen di'evet shayich ba. If you've done two by an animal, why is that phrased as bidiyeved after the fact? Alakama yishchat v'yelech, what would you have liked to see? And the question here, of course, is that we would have preferred the Mishnah to state it as this is how much should be shecht, not if you did it, we're approving it after the fact. What is the reluctance? And that's something we will delve into in a moment. One more line in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad sheyishchot es havaridin, until yishecht, what's described as the veins. That's the conduit of blood in the neck. And Rabbi Yehuda says we want that to be cut as well. We'll discuss that in the next session. But for now, just glance at Taisvis, top line, outer commentary. Davka ba'of. We're talking specifically by a bird that Rabbi Yehuda wanted this to happen. Hovil v'tzoleu kula ke'echod, because often a bird would be roasted all at once without cutting it up. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to cut the blood flow so that the blood drains, because otherwise it would not kasher from its blood properly. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that you have to cut the veins because of shechita in order to kill the animal. He's saying that you have to cut the veridin because of the blood drainage in order that we should properly be able to kasher the meat, so you have to cut. Now, jumping into the Gemara, which is about six lines down, hashochet, one who shechted, meaning after the fact, di'eved in lechatchila lo, you're only allowing it after the fact, but not lechatchila, not initially. This is not the description of an ideal shechita. Asks the Gemara, shenayim ba'behema lechatchila lo, you did two by an animal. There only are two. What more did you want him to do? Ad kama lishchat v'lezel. How much more do you want him to shecht? Which, from the Gemara, it's quite clear that severing the head is not the point of shechita. Going through the bony part in the back of the neck, that's not the point. You did a shechita. What more do you want him to do? And the Gemara offers two answers. Iba yisema, if you want, we can approach this by saying, a'echod be'of. It's the fact that you only did one simen by a bird, and really we want you to do two, ideally. V'ibayaseimon, if you want, I can give you a different answer. Arubo shel echad kamohu. The fact that majority of the simen being cut is considered cut, is considered shchita, that's a bidyeved. Really, you should be cutting the entire simen. And when we go to Shulchan Aruch, we indeed see that this concept is totally reflected in the halacha. Meaning, bidyeved, after the fact, how much is absolutely necessary? It's indeed one by a bird, two by an animal, and the majority of the simen being cut is considered valid. But ideally, according to one answer, we're looking that the bird should have both cut. And according to the second answer, we're looking that not just majority, but the entire simen ought to be cut. Let's see Shulchan Aruch Simen Chaf Aleph. Kama hu shiur hashchita, how much is shchita of the kana and the veshet? Hashchita hama'ula, the proper shchita, sheyichatchu shneihem bein ba'behema uvein ba'of. That you should cut both simonim, both by an animal and by a bird, v'loze yischaven hashochet. And that should be the goal of the shochet, as he shechts, says the Gra, ketrei hatirutzim l'chumra. Like both answers of the Gemara in terms of what's the ideal. Continues the Mechaber, v'imshachat rov echad mehem ba'of. But if you did majority of one by a bird, v'rov shnayim ba'behema uvachaya, and majority of two in the animal, shechitaso kesheira, that's going to be a kosher shechita. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.